And we will go on to the next case, which is Chunel Zhao versus Alberto Gonzalez. Mr. Ma, good morning.
For the record, my name is Pungchin Ma on behalf of the petitioner. Your Honor, this case involves the determination of the immigration judge regarding the timing of the application for asylum. And the government's argument is that that determination is not, this court does not have jurisdiction to review the immigration judge's determination as to whether the application was filed timely. But our position is that not always it's a jurisdictional matter, because in this case, I believe it's a legal matter as to whether the subjective belief of the petitioner regarding when the Chinese government started to crack down on the group of Falun Gong. This belief is relevant as to why he was late in filing the application. First of all, during the testimony, the judge found that the testimony was credible, but only he was late in filing. The applicant, the petitioner, explained the fact that he was late in filing because he did not believe that the Chinese government started to crack down until the year 2002. If the judge found that his belief is credible, that constitutes an exception to the 1 year bar. Secondly, the judge denied his application for asylum because the judge found that even if the testimony was credible, persecution was not based on his political opinion, because he did not practice Falun Gong. He simply provided cover for a former student leader and a group of Falun Gong practitioners. Our position is that providing cover is clearly an expression of his political opinion or his religious opinion that should fall within one or two of the categories under the law.
Now, he is not a member of the Falun Gong.
That's right, Your Honor.
He is a supporter.
Right. Yeah, because the judge found, also the BIA also pointed out that he was mistreated not because of his political belief, his religious belief, but because of the nature of his occupation. It is true that he was a security guard or head of the security guard department of the company, but providing cover for this group of people practicing Falun Gong is not part of his occupation. That's because he went out of his way to protect this group. That should not be regarded as part of his occupation. And also, the judge found that the one-time detention and also some abuse during the detention did not arise to the level of past persecution. The testimony, the credible testimony, established that he was detained because of his providing cover for this group, and also he was handcuffed on a heating pipe, and he was slapped, and also he received several cuts on the back, and one cut was pretty deep. That was his testimony. I think that the seriousness of the abuse should amount to past persecution. And also, even after he was relieved, he was released from detention, the police asked him to monitor the student leader and also to report on the student leader. And he manipulated the police, and he called the police at least one time, saying that everything is okay, but in fact, everything was not okay. And And also, for fear of his own safety, he left the country. If he were to return to the country and discovered by the police, certainly his life will be in danger. And also, Your Honor, we would have to place this Falun Gong movement on a global basis. Even if this Mr. Huang, the former student leader, went to Russia or somewhere, but still he's a Falun Gong practitioner. Because of Mr. Zhao, the petitioner's manipulation of the police, this Mr. Huang was able to avoid the persecution or avoid the mistreatment the petitioner received. If the government discovers that Mr. Zhao, the petitioner, did something to protect this student leader, certainly the punishment will come. And also, we have to remember that the government, that government, focuses on retribution, not only the prevention of practicing of Falun Gong, but also retribution, or punish past non-cooperation with the government. If the petitioner is to send to China, certainly it is more likely than not that he will be punished, and the punishment will be more severe than what he has suffered in the past. If you have, Your Honor, don't have any question. I don't have any.
Thank you, Mr. Ma.
Thank you.
Mr. Guadagnino?
Yes, Your Honor. Thank you. May it please the court, counsel. My name is Charles Guadagnino. I'm an assistant U.S. attorney at the U.S. Attorney's Office up in Milwaukee. I'd like to first address the jurisdictional issue. I think the record shows that the immigration judge did have a credible basis for finding that the delay in this case in filing for the asylum application, which triggers the other request, the withholding and the application under the CAT, were not the delay was not excused by any changed circumstances or extraordinary circumstances as required under 1158. There was a delay of 2 years and 9 months. The IJ explained why she didn't think that in this case the circumstances supported exchange circumstances or extraordinary ones, in that Falun Gong, although the petitioner believed had been formally outlawed in China in 2002, the record made clear that persecutions in China began as early as 1999, almost contemporaneous with the period where the petitioner left China.
Is it ever possible, in your view, to gain asylum based on support of a religious group rather than membership in a religious group? I mean, like, suppose he had traveled the country speaking to large groups about religious freedom and support for Falun Gong, but, you know, he had never been an actual member.
Yeah, I guess the more you do in support of something, the harder the question becomes. I couldn't find anything that the Seventh Circuit held specifically in terms of political opinion, which is what the basis of asylum was here, mm-hmm. Political opinion. The Yadagar Sergis case dealt with the social group persecution, and there the court said that a common characteristic was whether the group would be required to change or should be expected to change its fundamental identity or consciousness. And here, I don't think that's what this petitioner had. He himself was not a Falun Gong practitioner, and he himself was not supporting the Mr. Huang was his boss in China, his 1999 student movement activities, which was also something that got the interest of the Public Security Bureau in China. He was obviously sympathetic to the Falun Gong practitioners, but he himself wasn't one, and that's why I don't think the persecution can be imputed to him based on his religious beliefs, in this case Falun Gong, all of which is applicable to the withholding and CAT applications, which are separate and apart, I believe, from the asylum. My understanding is that the jurisdictional bar relates to the asylum application, but the court does address the other two requests. This was to talk about what counsel said about the credibility finding. It is true the immigration judge here did not find petitioner not to be credible. She did more or less a hybrid finding of findings that he elaborated on some of his testimony about the persecution, specifically because he didn't mention anything about the specifics of the persecution in his asylum application, and during his testimony said he didn't believe the wounds were deep, and I think he said not a big thing, all of which led her to believe some of what he said about the wounds were more an exaggeration or an elaboration, as she put it. But even if it were persecution, it's the government's view that it wasn't based on his own political views or opinions.
Wasn't there also an alternative finding by the IJ affirmed by the BIA that because the company where the activity that he was providing protection for, the Falun Gong activity, is no longer in business and the leader of the organization is out of the country, that there was no future threat to him?
Yes.
Regardless of how we might view the decision on what he was subjected to previously, because those conditions are no longer in existence, there's that alternative finding?
Yes, she did make that finding. Mr. Huang, his former employer, moved to Russia, is what the record said, not too long after the petitioner left China. If there's nothing else, I thank the court for the attention it's given me.
Thank you, Mr. Quagnino. Mr. Ma.
Yes, Your Honor.
3 minutes.
Okay,
yes.
Your Honor, the fact that the petitioner's employer or former friend moved to Russia is not so relevant as to whether the petitioner will be persecuted if he were to return to China. First of all, the fact that his boss left China after him without receiving any punishment, that means that he protected protection. Because of his protection, his boss could leave China without being persecuted. Secondly, again, the nature of the claim, he provided protection for this religious group. His sympathy and his expression of his sympathy for this religious group should constitute one of the categories or two of the categories protected under law. I have nothing further, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Ma.
Thank you.
And thank you, Mr. Guadino. And the case will be taken under advisement.